Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
She says, I want to take $300 to my sister in Henderson. So she goes out and catches the bus to Henderson. And I don't see her again until like 10 o'clock the next morning. And she comes in and she throws some money on the bed for me. And I'm like, okay. And she gets in the bed because she's sleepy. But I get up and I go pay for the room. And we're smoking. And she goes to sleep. And then it's Thanksgiving. So we order pizza for Thanksgiving. And then, like about 11 o'clock at night, you know, he goes through his prep where he shaves and he puts his makeup on and he does his hair and he gets dressed in his little white outfit and he goes out.
That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. Big old, I want the girls to know. 65 is where I reside. I woke up Monday morning, rise and shine. I got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And I rolled on. I went to Long Beach. I was walking on the strand. I saw this beautiful girl laying suntan on the sand. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine. She blew my mind. She had yellow skin. I walked up to her. And to my surprise, I saw she had slanted eyes. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. I asked her where she was from. She said she's from Japan. She comes to America, cause it's a free land. Ooh-wee, I agree with you, girl. I wanna take you to South Central LA. Walk this way to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rolled on. We went to L.A., South Central L.A. I went to 65. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. Big O, I want the girls to know. 65 is where I reside. We walked in the house and went to the bedroom. He started acting like the bride and groom. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. They started screaming and hollering all night long to let me know that I couldn't do no wrong. In the morning, we rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode on. We went to a Japanese restaurant and we walked in the door and went to the counter to order our food. And then I went and sat down at a booth. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee. And the Asian women kind of smiled at me. And they looked and they bowed at me. And I bowed back. They bowed at me again because they knew I was the Mac. My friend brought the food to my table. And she asked me if I needed anything else. And I said, no, girl, sit down and let's eat. So we ate our food and we had a lot of fun. We talked and we laughed and we had a good time. And she said, I gotta go because my sister is gonna be looking for me. And I said, you're right, don't you know? So we got up and we walked outside to my Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rode on. We went back to Long Beach, back to the Strand. I dropped her off and kissed her in the mouth, and I said, I had a good time. She said, I did too. We got to do this again real soon, and I rode on. I was riding through Compton, through the hood. I went down the street in the hood, and I saw a girl. She was black and shining like a black steel. Ooh-wee, she was so fine. She blew my mind. I walked up to her and asked her her name. She said, I'm Darlene. And I found her, said, that's good. And she said, I'm in the neighborhood. And I said, I want to take you to South Central L.A., to where I live, so we can go and play. 6-5 is where I reside. 6-5 is where I reside. 6-0. I want the girl to know 6-5 is where I reside. So we went to the Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rolled on. We came to the house, we went in the door, we went to the bedroom, and she got in the bed, and we acted like newlyweds. Ooh-wee. The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She started screaming and hollering all night long. She let me know that I could do no wrong. Ooh-wee, she was so fine, she blew my mind. We went to sleep and woke up in the morning, rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rode on. I took her back to Compton. I drove through the hood. I dropped her off on the street, and I kissed her in the mouth, and I said I had a good time. She said she did too. We got to do this again real soon, and I rode on. I went to Manhattan Beach, and I was walking on the Strand. I saw this white girl, she was suntanning on the sand. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. I walked up to her, and I asked her what she did. She said, I do hair, and I teach school. I said, ooh-wee, me too. So I told her I wanted this ticket to South Central L.A. Look, go to my ride, my Mustang 65, that's my ride. And we rode on. We ended up in South Central L.A. 65, that's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 60, I want the girls to know 65 is where I reside. So we walked in the door, and she laid on the floor, and I started humping like I never did before. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine. Blonde hair was flowing all over the box. Oh yeah, she was so fine, she blew my mind. She started screaming, hollering all night long. She let me know that I couldn't do no wrong. And then we went to sleep and woke, got up in the morning, rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rode on. I took her back to Manhattan Beach, back to the Strand. I kissed her in the mouth, and I said I had a good time. She said she did too. We got to do this again real soon, and I rode off back to South Central L.A. to 65, that's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 60, I want the girls to know 65 is where I reside. I walked in the door with a big smile on my face. I had a good time this weekend in this place. I was happy. I had a good time in my place in 65, where I reside. I'm G-Money, the pimp Tommy. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. I'm G-Money, the pimp Tommy. I rock and roll with the soul all night. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. If you don't know, now you know.
How you going to tell somebody? Me? Yeah, this is G-Money, the pimp comic. And I want to talk about sports. Let's talk NBA basketball. Let's talk basketball. Well, all right. Let's talk basketball. NBA last night was the first set of games that it had since the All-Star game on Sunday. And I think it was 11 games that played last night. DJ Papa D, are you on the line? Can you let us know how many games we played last night?
There were 9 games last night.
9 games. Okay. All right. Well, let's go through the 9 games and see how my picks did for the games last night. I know I lost 1 game for sure, but let's see about the rest of the games. I think I did pretty good on the rest of them. So game number 1.
Game number one, the Boston Celtics beat the Indiana Pacers 142-138. You bet on Celtics.
Yeah.
And it was
Celtics. That was a win for G-Money. So that's 1-0. One win, no loss. Let's go to game number two.
Game number two, the Orlando Magic beat the Denver Pistons, beat the Detroit Pistons. You bet on the Magic.
That's a win for G-Money. So that's two wins and no losses. Let's go to game number three.
Game number three, the Denver Nuggets beat the Cleveland Cavaliers. 115-109. You bet on the Denver Nuggets.
Denver Nuggets. That's a win for G-Money. That's three wins and no loss. Let's go to game number four.
Game number four, the Toronto Raptors beat the New Orleans Pelicans. 115-110. You bet on
the Toronto
Raptors.
Toronto Raptors. That's a win for G-Money. So that's four wins and no losses? Or is that game five? Is that game four or game five?
That was game four.
Four. All right. Well, I'm 4-0. So let's go to game five.
Game number five, the Philadelphia 76ers beat the Memphis Grizzlies 110-105. You bet
that's
on
a win for
G-Money.
Yep, that's a win. So that's 5-0. All right, let's go to game six. I think this is the one that I lost.
Game six. The Dallas Mavericks beat the San Antonio Spurs 142-116. You bet on the Dallas Mavericks to win. That's a win for G-Money.
It's a win for G-Money. That's 6-0. Six wins, no losses. Let's go to game number seven.
Game number seven, in an overtime nail-biter, the Utah Jazz beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 120-119. You bet on Oklahoma City Thunder.
Oh, yeah, ooh, upset. All right, that's a loss to G-Money. So that's one loss, seven wins and one loss. Let's go to game number eight. Number eight. So I'm 6-1. Go to game number eight.
Game number eight, the Sacramento Kings beat the Portland Trailblazers 133-116. You bet on the Sacramento Kings and the Kings put up a win for G-Money.
That's a win for G-Money. So that's seven wins and one loss. Let's go to game number nine.
Game number nine, the L.A. Lakers beat the Golden State Warriors 124-111. You bet on the Warriors to win, and it was the Lakers.
Lakers, yeah, I saw that game. I listened to that game last night. LeBron played. He wasn't supposed to be playing in the game. He was supposed to be out injured, and he scored 40 points. It was his 26th game in a row that he scored 40 points. So he played, and he wasn't expected to play, but he's saying that now the Lakers are going to make a run for the playoffs. They're going to try to end up being in the top six. They're not going to be in the play-in part of the playoffs where they'll be the bottom four
in the top 10. They're going to be in the top 6. So they're going to be automatically in the playoffs. That's what they're shooting for now. So they're going for wins for all of their games for the rest of the season. So that's LeBron's statement to everybody. And he told his team that he was playing good and that they were going to win from now on. So that's a loss for G Money, but that makes it 7-2 for the day, which is pretty good. So if you follow G Money Sports Report, then you have 7 games that you could bet on and you could win. All right. Well, do we have any games tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday?
Yeah, we got 8 games tonight, 7 games tomorrow, and 9 games on Sunday.
All right. Let's go over tonight's games, Friday's games.
All right. Tonight's game number 1, the New York Knicks are playing the Washington Wizards in D.C.
Okay. I'm going to take the Knicks for the win.
All right. Knicks for the win. Game number 2, the Cleveland Cavaliers are playing the Atlanta Hawks in Atlanta.
I'll take Cleveland for the win. The Cavaliers for the win. The Atlanta Hawks.
Okay. Cavaliers for the win. Game number 3, Miami Heat playing the Milwaukee Bucks in Milwaukee. And they're giving the Heat 5 points.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Bucks for the win. Milwaukee Bucks for the win.
All right, Bucks for the win. Game number 4, the Brooklyn Nets are playing the Chicago Bulls in Chicago. They're giving the Nets 2 points.
I'm going to take the Nets for the win. The Brooklyn Nets for the win.
All right. Game number 5, the Charlotte Hornets are playing the Minnesota Timberwolves in Minnesota, and they're giving the Hornets 7 points.
Okay, I'm taking the Timberwolves for the win against the Charlotte Hornets. Timberwolves for the win.
All right, Timberwolves for the win. Game number 6. The Oklahoma City Thunder is playing the Phoenix Suns in Phoenix, and they're giving the Thunder 8.5 points.
I'm going to take the Phoenix Suns for the win.
All right, Phoenix Suns for the win. Game number 7, the Houston Rockets are playing the Golden State Warriors in San Francisco. And they're giving the Rockets 9.5 points.
I don't think Houston's going to win that game. I think Golden State is going to win. I think they're going to play better because they're just coming off of a loss against the Lakers. So I'm going to take Golden State for the win against Houston.
Warriors for the win. Game number 8. The Sacramento Kings are playing the LA Clippers in LA, and they're giving the Sacramento Kings 7.5 points.
I'm going to take the Clippers for the win. Yeah, the Clippers are doing really good, so I'm going to take them on for the win. Are they playing in Sacramento or playing in LA?
They're playing in L.A.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to take the Clippers for the win.
All right. That's today's game. Saturday's game. There are seven games on Saturday. Game number one, the Toronto Raptors are playing the Detroit Pistons in Detroit. And they're giving the Pistons 7 points.
All right. I'm going to take the Raptors for the win against the Detroit Pistons. Detroit's on the bottom of the
list. Right.
Well, I don't think they're going to beat anybody anytime soon.
Okay. Raptors for the win. Game number two. The Indiana Pacers are playing the Orlando Magic in Orlando, and they're giving the Pacers 3 points.
I'm going to take Orlando for the win. Orlando Magic to beat the Indiana Pacers.
Okay, Magic for the win. Game number three, the Miami Heat is playing the Charlotte Hornets in Charlotte. And they're giving the Hornets 1.5 points.
Miami Heat playing the Hornets. That's going to be an interesting game. I'm going to guess on that one. I think I'm going to take the Charlotte Hornets for the win against the Miami Heat. Charlotte Hornets.
Hornets for the win. Game number four, the New Orleans Pelicans are playing the New York Knicks in New York, and they're giving the Pelicans 3 points.
I'm going to take the Pelicans against the New York Knicks. Take the Pelicans for the win.
Pelicans for the win. Game number five, the Denver Nuggets are playing the Memphis Grizzlies in Memphis, and they're giving the Nuggets 1.5 points.
I'm going to take the Denver Nuggets for the win.
All right, Nuggets for the win. Game number six, the Boston Celtics are playing the Philadelphia 76ers in Philadelphia, and they're giving the 76ers 1.5 points.
And you said they're playing the Boston Celtics?
Yep.
Boston will probably beat the 76ers. Boston's doing pretty good right now. They're playing really well. But the 76ers are playing good, too. So that's going to be a good game. But I'm going to take Boston for the win because I think they're on a roll right now. So they're playing towards being in first place in the Eastern Conference. For the playoffs, they want to be number one. And they got the best record in the East. So, Boston.
All right.
Against the 76ers.
All right. That's the Celtics for the win. Game number seven and the last game for Saturday. The San Antonio Spurs are playing the Utah Jazz in Utah. And they're giving the Spurs 10.5 points.
Giving the Spurs 10 points? Wow. The Spurs are really going to get beat up on it. Okay. Well, I'm going to take the Utah Jazz for the win. Because I think Utah is going to be playing better. The Spurs don't have a shot. They're playing really bad these days. So I'm thinking Utah is trying to make a run for the playoffs. The Utah Jazz with the win.
All right. Utah Jazz. That's game number 7, final game for Saturday.
Saturday.
There's 9 games on Sunday. Game number 1, the Phoenix Suns play the Milwaukee Bucks in Milwaukee.
Ooh, that should be a good game. Phoenix playing Milwaukee. I'm going to take the Milwaukee Bucks for that one. Even though the Phoenix Suns just got a couple of new players. But I'm going to take Milwaukee for the win.
Milwaukee Bucks for the win. Okay. Game number 2, the Brooklyn Nets are playing the Atlanta Hawks in Atlanta.
I'm going to take the Brooklyn Nets playing against Atlanta. The Brooklyn Nets should beat Atlanta.
Brooklyn Nets for the win. Game number 3, the Washington Wizards are playing the Chicago Bulls in Chicago.
Oh, now this is the bottom of the bunch. Chicago playing Washington. If Chicago can't beat Washington, Chicago's really bad. So I'm going to take Chicago to beat Washington. But if they don't beat them, then I know Chicago's really piss poor. All right, Chicago for the win.
All right, Chicago Bulls for the win. Game number 4, the L.A. Lakers are playing the Dallas Mavericks in Dallas.
I'm going to take the Lakers against the Dallas Mavericks. Since the Lakers are on a winning streak now. Yeah, I'm going to take the Lakers. I think they're ready to make a run for the fourth. So take the Lakers for the win over the Dallas Mavericks.
Game number 5. The Toronto Raptors are playing the Cleveland Cavaliers in Cleveland.
That should be another good game. I want to take, are they playing in Cleveland?
They are playing,
playing
in Cleveland, yeah.
In Cleveland. Okay. Do I want to take the Raptors? Beat Cleveland. I think I'll take Cleveland to beat the Raptors. Let me give Cleveland a shot this time. Give Cleveland a shot to beat the Raptors.
All right. That's, you're taking the Cleveland Cavaliers for the win. That's game number 5.
Yeah.
Game number 6. The Sacramento Kings are playing the Oklahoma City Thunder in Oklahoma City.
I'll pass up these brilliant
barristers if you want. They'd be my old house. The Sacramento Kings playing Oklahoma. That should be an interesting game. Oklahoma's been playing good, but I don't know if they can beat Sacramento. Sacramento's playing really good these days. Wow, that's two good teams playing against each other. I'm going to take the Sacramento Kings for the win.
I can be just as
Kings.
Sacramento Kings. Yeah.
All right. Game number seven. The Minnesota Timberwolves are playing the Golden State Warriors in San Francisco.
Let's see. Golden State is on a downward trend, but they need to get their game together so they can make it to the playoffs. But the Minnesota Timberwolves are playing pretty good. So they may be on a upward run. So I'm going to take Minnesota to beat the Golden State Warriors. I think Golden State has some internal problems. So Minnesota should beat Golden State.
Okay. So Timberwolves for the win. Game number eight. The Houston Rockets are playing the Portland Trailblazers in Portland.
Well, Houston hasn't been winning very many games. And Portland's at the bottom. So they're not winning many games either. So that's going to be a eeny, meeny, miny, mo pick. Who should I pick, Houston or Portland? I'm going to take Portland over Houston. I think Portland will have a better shot at being Houston. Because Houston, they haven't been winning very many games. They're going down. So Portland's trying to come up to the playoffs. They're trying to be in the top 10. So I'll take Portland for the win.
All right, Portland for the win. And game number nine and the final game on Sunday, the L.A. Clippers are playing the Denver Nuggets in Denver.
Ooh, that should be a good game. It will see if the Clippers have enough game to beat the Denver Nuggets. That should be an interesting game. And I'm still taking the Denver Nuggets to beat the Clippers. But it should be interesting. I wonder if the Clippers are going to actually show up and show out. So, but the Denver Nuggets are on the top of the Western Conference, so they're the best team in the West. And the Clippers are coming along, but I don't think they're ready to beat the Denver Nuggets. Not yet. So I'm going to take the Denver Nuggets for the win.
Nuggets for the win. And that is the game number nine on Sunday. So now we have G-Money's picks for Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. See how he does.
All right. Well, let's see how my prediction will come about. We'll find out on Monday's radio show. All right. Well, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I would walk around, and any girls that I saw that were sitting around and they weren't dancing, they were just sitting at the table either because they were fat or because they were ugly or because they weren't dressed real nice. Nobody had asked them to dance. So I would make it my business to walk around, and I would see the girls that were sitting at the tables by themselves. They would be patting their foot and banging their fingernails on the tables, but they weren't getting up to dance. So I would walk around and I'd see these girls, and I'd go up and ask them to dance. And they would be so happy to get up and dance, And they'd say, yes, I want to dance. And they would get up and they'd dance with me, and I would have them on the dance floor sweating because I made them work for it. I made them dance until they were tired.
I'm running in the outfield for this fly ball. We got two men on base, and both of them, I'm sure, are running because this guy has hit the ball, and it's going over my head, and I'm running for the ball. And I'm like, oh, man, what do I do? and I'm running, and I see a cake fall. Nothing drops in my outfield. And out of nowhere, my frat, my Sam's, my line brother, Brother Love, comes out of left field, and he passes me up, and he catches the ball over his shoulder. He runs and catches the ball over his shoulder. He makes a miraculous catch, and I'm shocked. I'm like, where the hell did you come from?
Still fucking with you. Still waters run deep. Still Snoop Dogg and D.R.E. Nah, nigga. Guess who's back? Steve. Still doing that shit, Andre?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Check me out. It's still Dre Day, nigga. AK, nigga. Though I've grown a lot, can't keep it home a lot. Cause when I frequent the spot that I'm known to rock, you hear the bass from the truck when I'm on the block. Ladies, they pay homage, but haters say Dre fell off. Pow, nigga, my last album was The Chronic. They wanna know if he still got it. They say rap's changed, they wanna know how I feel about
it. If you ain't up on things,
Dr. Dre is the name, I'm ahead of my game. Still puffin' my leaf, still fuck with the beats. Still not loving police. Still rock my khakis with a cuff and a crease. Still got love for the streets, reppin' 213. Still the beat bang, still doing my thing. Since I left, ain't too much change.
Still, I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them counters and them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets, it's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them counters and them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets, it's the D.R.E.
Since
the last time you heard from me, I lost some friends. Well, hell, me and Snoop, we dipping again. Kept my ears to the streets, signed Eminem. He's triple platinum, doing 50 a week. Still, I stay close to the heat. And even when I was close to the beat, I rose to my feet. My life's like a soundtrack, I wrote to the beat. Street rap like Cali weed, I smoke till I'm asleep. Wake up in the AM, compose a beat. I bring the fire till you're soaking in your seat. It's not a fluke, it's been tried, I'm the truth. Since turn out the lights from the world-class wrecking crew, I'm still at it, after mathematics. In the home of drive-bys and acmatics. Swap me, sticky green and bad traffic. I dip through, then I give you the D.R.E.
I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them counters and them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets, it's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them counters and them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets, it's the D.R.E. It ain't nothing but mohawk shit. Another classic CD for y'all to vibe with. Whether you're cooling on the corner with your fly bitch,
yes.
Lay back in the shack, play this track. I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still, hitting them counters and them lolos, girl.
I'll break your neck, damn near put your face in your lap. Niggas try to be the king, but the ace is back.
So if you ain't up on things,
Dr. Dre be the name, still running the game. Still got it wrapped like a mummy. Still ain't tripping, love to see young blacks get money. Spend time out the hood, take their moms out the hood. Hit my boys off a job, no more living hard. Barbecues every day, driving fancy cars. Still gon' get my regard.
I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them counters and them lolos, girl.
Still taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets, it's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them counters and them lolos, girl.
Still taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets, it's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them counters and them lolos, girl.
Still taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets, it's the D.R.E.
Right back up in your motherfucking ass. 9-5 plus 4 pennies. Add that shit up. D.R.E. Right back up on top of things. Smoke some with your dog. No stress, no seeds, no stems, no sticks. Some of that real sticky, icky, icky. Ooh-wee. Put it in the air, air. Boy, use a fool, D.R.
was working at a self-serve gas station. Well, a Mexican man came up and asked for a pack of cigarettes. And then he paid me, and he walked off. And I was sitting there talking to the kids, and some other people showed up, and he came back. And he said, "No, this isn't the pack of cigarettes that I want. I want another pack." So I said, "Okay." I said, "Kids, you guys watch the booth. I'm going in here to get the cigarettes." And I walked into the office and remembered the windows are all painted. So I'm in there, and I asked the man, "Okay, what kind of cigarettes you want?" And he tells me a flavor. And I turn around and get the pack of cigarettes. And when I turn around, this man has a knife stuck in my face.
This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a story that I want to share with you. There was a man that was late to work every morning. At night, he was dreaming
that he had monsters that were coming up from under his bed and was attacking him, and he was afraid that they were going to eat him. So in the morning, he wouldn't get out of bed until like 8. I mean, he was supposed to get out at 8 o'clock to go to work, but he wouldn't get out of bed till like 10 o'clock. And by that time, he was late to work, and he ended up losing his job. And then he got another job, but he still couldn't get up to go to work by 8 o'clock. So he was getting laid off on all of his jobs. And his wife told him that he needs to go out and talk to somebody to find out what his problem is, because they can't keep getting kicked out of, he can't keep losing his job because they can't pay the rent. And she can't keep going to work and paying his share of the rent. So he needs to find out what the problem is. So he signed up to go see this psychiatrist. And he went in and he told the psychiatrist the problem. And the psychiatrist was like, well, that sounds really interesting. I'll have to research it and see why you're having dreams like that and why you're dreaming about monsters eating you and attacking you in the morning after you wake up. So I'll have to research that information. So you come back in 3 days, and I'll see what I've recovered in the research. And the man said, okay, well, how much do these sessions cost? And the psychiatrist said, well, I charge you $300 an hour. And he's like, $300 an hour? I can't pay that. I don't have a job right now. And the psychiatrist said, yeah, that's true. But I figure if you meet with me a couple of times a week for 2 or 3 weeks, by the time we figure out what the problem is, you'll be able to go to work and you'll be able to pay me what you owe me. And the man was like, really? I mean, that's a lot of money. And the man said, well, you know, I'm a psychiatrist. I did 4 years of undergrad school, and then I did 2 years in the master's program, and then I did 2 years in medical training, and I did a year of residency before I got my license. So I put in the time, and it's just the natural fact that you got to pay me for my time. And the man was like, oh, man, that's a lot of work. That's a lot of money. So you want me to come back in 3 days and I'll owe you $300 again for the next day that I see you? And he's like, yep, and hopefully I'll have some information to help you with your dream situation. And the man said, okay, and he left. But the man never went back. And one day, the man was in a bar, and he was drinking, and he was telling the bartender that he has problems, that he dreams about having monsters coming out from under his bed and attacking him. And he can't get out of bed in the morning because he thinks the monsters will attack him when he tries to get out of bed. They're going to come from under his bed and attack him. And the bartender said, well, you want to know what I think? And the man was like, well, yeah, what do you think? And he said, well, I think you should cut the legs off of your bed and put your mattress on the floor. And that way, no monsters can crawl from under your bed because your mattress will be on the floor and the monsters can't crawl from under your bed. And the man said, oh, that sounds like a good idea. I'll try that. So he walked out the bar, and he happened to walk into the psychiatrist walking down the street. And the psychiatrist said, hey, how you doing?
you haven't been to see me. How are you handling your situation with your dreams and your monsters? And he said, oh, a bartender helped me solve the problem. And he said, a bartender? He said, a bartender? And how much did the bartender charge you to solve your problem? He said, oh, it only cost me $10 for a drink. And he said, a bartender? Somebody that barely graduated from high school and maybe got 2 years of college in. He answered your problem. He solved your situation. And I've gone to college for 4 years and did 2 years in a master's program and then did 2 years of residency and then did a year of internship, and I couldn't answer your question, but you had a bartender. Well, I'm curious to know what the bartender suggested for you. And he said, you really want to know what the bartender said? He said, yeah, I'd like to know what kind of advice the bartender gave. He said, the bartender told me to cut the legs off of my bed and put my sofa on the ground. That way the monsters can't crawl from under the bed and get me. And the man said, oh, shit, I'll be damned. Okay, if that's how that works. Yeah, I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, they had another man that came home from work, and he sat on his sofa, and he turned on his TV, and he was trying to watch the news. And his wife was complaining because she said, you come home, and you want to sit down, and you want to watch the news. You don't want to help me clean up the house. You're not helping me cook any food or anything. You just want to sit. And he said, well, baby, I was at work all day, you know, and coming home and cleaning the house. Well, that's your job. You know, you're the wife, and you've been here all day. You got all day to clean the house. And he said, oh, I don't believe that that's my job. I think we should share. And you should help me. And he's like, no, I got an anxiety problem because I go to work and I listen to these people at work that give me grief about what I'm doing, and I got problems. I don't need to come home and hear from you about a problem that you have. So, no, I'm not going to help you. You need to just go in there and cook my meal and let me watch the news and let me read the newspaper and kind of unwind from my day at the job. And she said, well, we need to go talk to somebody about that because I don't believe that you're being fair to me. And he said, okay, yeah, we'll make an appointment to go see a marriage counselor. So we'll see what he has to say. And they made an appointment, and they walked into the marriage counselor, and they were sitting in the office, and the counselor was asking the man, okay, well, what is your problem? He said, well, I work all day. I work 8 hours every day on a high-stress job, and I have anxiety problems when I come home, and I just want to come home and relax. Well, when I turn the TV on and start to read the newspaper, my wife is fussing, talking about I'm not helping her do any work around the house, that she has to mop the floor, she has to vacuum the living room, and she has to dust the furniture. And then she's complaining because she has to cook the food for us to eat at night, and she wants me to help her. And I'm telling her, look, I've been at work all day. When I come home, I just want to sit down, and I don't want to listen to you fussing and or making a fuss about nothing. I just want to sit down and relax. Let me cool out.
And the man said, okay, and what's your take on that, ma'am? And she said, yeah, he comes home and wants to sit down and don't want to do nothing. I've been cleaning the house all day. I've been cleaning the bathrooms. I've been cleaning the sinks and the toilet, and I've been mopping the floors, and I mopped the floor in the kitchen, and I vacuumed the living room, and I dust the furniture, and then I'm cooking his dinner, and he wants to complain about my dinner that I'm cooking for him. He's just fussing about everything, and he's not trying to help me. He doesn't understand that I work hard all day to keep the house nice and clean. And then he comes home and he don't even want to participate in the cleaning of the house. He just wants to fuss about the food that I'm cooking. So what do you think? And the man said, oh, that sounds interesting. Okay. He said, well, sir, would you mind waiting in the other room while I talk to your wife? And he said, yeah, I'll wait in the waiting room. And you talk to my wife, and you let her know that, you know, she needs to understand my situation. And he goes out, and he waits in the waiting room. And the man starts talking to the man's wife. And he says, well, it sounds like, you know, you're just doing womanly work at home, and you shouldn't be complaining about that. And you have all day to do the work at home. But your husband is going to a job every day, and he's working 8 hours a day, and he's under a lot of pressure and a lot of stress, and he's paying all the bills in your house. So I think you should give him a break. I think you should relax on him and ease up on you fussing at him about him not helping you clean everything in the house, because he's been out all day working and he's under stress and he's under pressure, and you need to give him a break, because if he has anxiety, he's gonna end up dying. And then you'll be without your husband, and you'll be without somebody paying your bills, and you're going to be lonely because you'll be in the house by yourself. And you don't want that now, do you? And she said, no, I guess you're right. I should understand what he's going through. And the psychiatrist said, yeah, so you need to, you know, lay off of him. Give him a little break. You know, put some candles on your table when you have dinner and make it a little romantic for him so that he can relax and he can eat the food that you're fixing for him. And you should have a nice little togetherness when you're eating your dinner. Okay. And she said, all right. And she got up and went in the waiting room with her husband, and she walked him out, and they got in the car, and she was driving home. And so the husband said, well, what did the doctor tell you about our situation? Did he tell you that you need to relax and cool out on me? And she said, he told me that you are going to die. That I ain't giving you no break. You are going to die. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, I think it's time for me to share a story with you. It's time for me to share the story with the audience that I wrote for your listening pleasure. It's a story about a time in my life, and it should be entertaining, it should be educational, it should be inspirational, and it should be motivational. So sit back, get something to drink, put your head back, and put your feet up, and get you something to snack on, some popcorn, some peanuts, or some candy, and listen to my story. It should be an interesting story about a time in my life. So, DJ Papa D,
can you play the story that I recorded for the listening audience? And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
What's happening? What's going on?
I got a story for you today. Yes, I'm going to tell you something that's totally out of the ordinary. See, I was going to Los Angeles Harbor College, and my football coach had a nightclub in Hollywood. And I would go down there and hang out, and then at 2 o'clock, the club would close. And, well, since I was in Hollywood, I would take a ride. I would turn and go down the side street because I knew they had hookers in Hollywood. I had a lot of girls in college, so I didn't pay for nothing. But I would ride down the boulevard just to see who was out. And they would see me coming, and I'd pull over. And the girls would run to my car saying, "You want a date? You want a date?" And I'd look at them and I'd go, "No, you guys are ugly." And I'd pull off. Well, I went down a back street one time and I saw these two girls standing by themselves. And one of them was fine. I mean, she had fur boots on. I mean, fur shoes that went up to her thighs, and she had a fur jacket on that was waistline, and she had a mini skirt on. So I pulled over, and I'm like, "What's up, love? How you doing?" And she said, "I'm okay. I'm just trying to make some money." And I'm like, "Right, okay. Well, where do you want to go do this at?" And she said, "Well, we can go up to my apartment. My apartment is right across the street." So I said, "Okay." And I parked my car, and I walked with her to the apartment. And I walked into her apartment, and it was nice. I was like, "Hey, this is pretty nice." And she said, "So what you want to do?" I said, "Hold up, not so fast. Let me check you out. So what's your story? Why are you out here hooking for money?" And she said, "Well, actually, I'm getting ready to have surgery because I want to have my sex changed." And I said, "What, you don't like being a girl?" And she said, "No, actually, I'm a guy, and I got a dick. And I've been thinking I'm a girl since I was a little boy." And I said, "Oh, okay. Can you cook?" And she said, "Yeah, I can cook." And she threw down. And I was like, "Oh, yeah, this will work." So we sat up, and I talked to her for a while, and she was real cool. And I left. And the next week, I went to the club, and I took my boy Bernard with me. So we ride out of the club, and I rode down this side street, this back street, and I rode up on my friend Tony, and I said, "All right, baby, I'm just coming from the club, you know. Can you cook up some food?" And my buddy looked at me, Bernard looked at me, he said, "Cook you some food? Man, we out here trying to get laid, dude." And I'm like, "No, dude, this girl, we don't lay her." So he goes, "Okay, let's go in her house." And I'm like, "Hey, Tony, can you cook us some hamburgers and french fries?" And she said, "Sure." And we ate the breakfast. And while we were eating the breakfast, Tony is fucking with my buddy. And she's rubbing her fingers in his chest. And she's like, "Oh, your chest feels so sexy." And he's like, "Of course, baby, I'm a sexy man. That's how I do it." And she's like, "Oh, your chest feels really good. Oh, you feel real sexy to me." In fact, I want to take you to my bedroom and show you my drapes. And I'm like, dude, you don't want to do that. I'm telling you, you don't want to do that. And she's like, oh, your chest is so hairy. And she's playing in his hair, and he's sitting there, and he's eating, and he's like, yeah, baby, as soon as I finish, then we're going to your bedroom, and you can show me those drapes. And she's rubbing his chest and playing in his hair, and he finishes eating, and he's like, okay, let's go to your room. And I go, no, that ain't happening. And he's like, what's wrong with it, G? What's happening? And I said, she's a man. And he goes, oh, shit, for real? Oh, no. And he backs up and knocks the chair over. And she goes to pick up the chair. And he thinks she's coming to him. And he backs up and knocks the lamp over. And it's a big-ass crash. And he's going, what the fuck? I'm out of here. And when he says that, he turns around, and they got two girls or two men that want to be girls. They run up the stairs, and they had makeup on, and they had lipstick on, but their jaws were a little big, and they had a Adam's apple, and they had a skirt on, and they had long boots on. So they look like men, except they had makeup on and stuff, and they had no tops on. But they looked like they had titties, except the titties hadn't grown up yet. It was like they had gotten some shots, but their titties hadn't developed. And they're like, Tony, are you all right? And Bernard looks up, and he goes, what the fuck is this? And he goes, what the fuck is this? What the fuck is going on? And he looks at the girls that come up the stairs, and he's like, damn, they got Adam's apples and shit. Oh, fuck, I'm out of here. So he runs down the stairs, and he goes to my car, and I go downstairs, and these girls that Bernard had been hollering at when we pulled up, now they're coming to him, and he's like, oh, shit, come on, Greg, let's go, man, let's go, let's get the fuck out of here. And I'm like, okay, dude, I'm coming. And I get my car, and I unlock the door, and we roll out. And then the next day is his daddy's birthday, and he calls me up and says, gee, we got to go to L.A. because I got to go to my daddy's house, and I need to take him his birthday present. And I go, okay. And we jump in the car, and we roll to his pop's house. Mr. Holloway, Mr. Playboy. Oh, man. Bernard always talked about his dad. He want to be like his dad. He want to be a playboy like his dad. He want to have a bunch of women like his dad. That's all I heard all of the time since I've known Bernard. He wants to be like his dad. His dad is the ultimate playboy. Oh, yeah, he got women all over the place. Well, we walk into the house, and sitting on the couch is his dad and Tony. Tony's sitting on his dad's lap, and Bernard loses it. Oh, shit, he gets ready to throw up all over the place. He's like, Dad, Dad, come here. I got something to tell you. And his dad's like, boy, what's wrong with you? I got company. What the fuck is wrong with you? And she's like, hi, Bernard. How you doing, baby? And he's like, don't say my name. I don't know you. Don't even talk to me. And he's like, she's a man. You're laying up there with a man sitting in your lap. And his father laughs at him, going, boy, you must be losing your mind. This ain't no man. And he goes, yes, it is. Me and Gregory went to her house in Hollywood, and she had some other trannies. So I'm trying to tell you, Daddy, watch out, because when she take off her clothes, her dick is going to be bigger than yours. He's like, here, Daddy, I'm going to give you your birthday present, but I'm out of here. And she's like, bye, Bernard. And he's like, don't talk to me. And then she goes, bye, Gregory. I go, yeah, Tony, I'll talk to you later. And I go to Bernard, and I go, oh, your dad's the ultimate playboy, huh? And he's like, man, don't talk about my daddy. My daddy didn't know what the fuck he was doing.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
I was standing out on the steps of my bungalow, and one of my students, a little cute little girl, she was light-skinned and had big freckles on her face, and her mother had dressed her up with a white sweater and white jeans, and she just looked so darling. And while she was talking to me, she had her punch in one hand, and she had her pizza in her other hand, and this little boy reached under the steps and slapped the punch out of the girl's hand and got punch all over her white clothes. And then he slapped the pizza out of her hand and he took off running. And I lost it.
Put it down, girl. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp coming. I can put it down, girl. This is me. I'm in the house. Yeah. Watch out, world. Yeah. I'm G Money.
Everybody around the world, G Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday. Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yes, I bless Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. Well, it's like the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for us to get out the air chair and go somewhere. I got places to go and people to see, don't you know? So we want to recognize some birthdays before I get out of here, because this is the last day of the week, and we hope you enjoyed the radio show for the week. And we'll be back on the air on Monday to do another radio show for your entertainment pleasure. But before we go, we are going to recognize followers of the radio show, friends and fan club members that are members of the radio show. And today is February 24th, so we want to recognize the birthdays of people that are now Pisces. Pisces are in the house, so we want to recognize the fish now, and we want to say happy birthday to them today. So, DJ Papa D, do we have a list of birthdays that we can recognize today?
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, G Money, here are the birthdays for today, February 24th, 2023. First up, happy birthday to Self-Made Me. Happy birthday to Rebecca Glass DeShazer. Happy birthday to Nikki Elliott. Happy birthday to Lacey Baxter. Happy birthday to Dr. Courtney C. Hendricks. Happy birthday to Teresa Brunson. Happy birthday, Luke Runyons. And last but not least, happy birthday to Jamal Hale. So that's it for the birthday. So happy birthday to everyone who's celebrating their birthday today, February 24th, 2023.
Well, all right. Well, happy birthday to everybody that's a Pisces now and that are celebrating their birthday on 2023. 2, 24, 23. Oh, those are good numbers. If you go to the casino, you might be able to bet those numbers on the roulette wheel and see if you can get lucky with the numbers. 2, 24, 23. Yeah, those are good numbers. All right. Well, I'm going to wish everybody happy birthday. And I know God is blessing you with his grace and his glory. And his son died for your glory and for your existence in life after death. So I want to say happy birthday to everybody. And may you have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. And may you have a happy and successful evening, and may your friends and family show you love and attention, and may they show you have a happy birthday celebration. In other words, cook dinner for you and something really nice for you to eat today. So without further ado, I want to say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. And may you have many, many more, birthdays. And may the glory of our Lord and Savior bless you and keep you safe in your life
And without further ado, let me say, let us pray for the world. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.